Let us dwell within the imagination, for know thee this, as I speak in front of thee, I too am imaginary as the food I have given is eaten, the tools in place degraded and recycled, all that will be left is a fade, a shadow of light we imaginate within our memory, for all is memory of an energy, as all is energy of a memory. Gently alter your perception, so that your future may know what it seeks. Gently guide your knowing of what thee seek, so that for perception may know of its own future. First though travels pathways of imaginations, believing thine step by step takes places towards thine goal, and hindered by the energies of the unknown, the energies ye are which not present for, nor smell nearest in proximity towards, due to order and laws of cause and effect, thine guides pathways with imaginations. Thus as thine past is energy, separate from nothing. Thine present is energy, separate from nothing. Thine future is energy, separate from nothing. Thine self is energy, separate from none. All is imaginable, imagination is all. As thus heart formulates a picture in thine mind, watch as backdrop unfold and foreground objects manifest. Thine knowest these objects not to be real, thine knowest these objects to be physically in placement in the future arrival begat ability to touch, yet in the before thine knowest thou imaginations to be real and not real. This is the repeated cycle in which ye dictate thine paradigm, thine perceivable reality to dwell on imaginable planes gives further details, on further investigation research has fractions of relevancy with what can happen in real life, such as water in a cup in the imagination is where the water's abilities are unlocked, key to the doors of all water is capable, therefore much might higher be thine imagination over thine physical body.